Qantas FM News.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Julian Vigona. Comedian Bill Cosby has been sentenced to a maximum of 10 years jail for sexual assault. The 81-year-old was found guilty of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault in April and must also undergo monthly counselling sessions and register as a sex offender. Macquarie Media US correspondent Harley Carnes says Cosby has been refused bail and was jailed immediately.
His lawyers are not done yet, of course. They will appeal. They called it a sexist and racist decision.
Cosby will be eligible for parole in only 3 years. A man has been charged over a hit and run that occurred at a car enthusiast meet at a Coburg North drive-in on the weekend. The 21-year-old from Forest Hill handed himself in to police, where his car was impounded, and he was charged with numerous offences, including conduct endangering life and traffic-related offences. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Overseas now, and US President Donald Trump's speech at the United Nations General Assembly has been met with laughter, as he claimed his administration has done more for America than any before. Mr. Trump defended his America First policy, saying he would never tell other nations how to live, work, or worship, and expects others to honour American sovereignty as well.
After sport.
Nathan Buckley's comeback is continuing as he takes out the AFL Coaches Association Senior Coach of the Year Award. And Billy Slater has been cleared to play in the NRL Grand Final Sunday night, avoiding a suspension for a shoulder charge.
After's weather.
Sunny and a top of 19 today. It's 10 in Bundoora and 12 in Scoresby. And in the city, it's 13 degrees. Julian Vigona, After's FM News.